This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Allison, speaking of big, I am standing next to a very big balloon, a hot air balloon. In fact, we are live this morning in Woodbine hanging out with the Friendship Hot Air Balloon Company. They are showing off their wares, and coming up, we're going to tell you how you can get your own uplifting experience. It's all live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
No, we're not spinning
Right now. You just did it for fun.
No, we're going to spin the wheel later.
The Don and Mike Show.
But she's in there.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
And what she was teasing today was Holly Morris and one of those hot air balloons.
Hot air balloon.
And what makes it great is the weather was bad, so they never got her off the ground.
Oh. So you just, what was the balloon inflated?
Yep.
Just that sound of
and lots of her.
It was half inflated laying on the ground, and at one point she walked inside the balloon.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
That could have been tragedy.
We had our fingers crossed.
Oh, we're gonna play the Wheel of Holly.
Very good.
And add in the Wheel of Larry.
Yes, because there are a lot of Larry tapes also.
As well. And the deal today when we play the Wheel of Holly or the Wheel of Larry is gonna be that we really have to listen to the entire segment.
Okay. I look forward to that, especially the Larry part.
Be it with Larry talking to transgenders or Holly Morris doing one of our crazy women on the street things.
What about the penis?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. a great moment from last night's Hard Knocks.
Ah, yes.
With the Kansas City Chiefs.
Haven't watched it yet.
This is good.
Third and three for Miami at the 37 of Kansas City. Double tight, eye set, lead play, left. Ooh. Ronnie Brown gets smothered, now tries to break off the hit, and still on his feet. The play was never blown dead. The Chiefs kind of gave up on the play.
God damn it, Doggo! Doggo! We ain't f***ing tackling worth a s***. You go through the man, not this. Got it? You get in there, you do it, and you do it. How about chicken s*** play? Come here! Stay alive now, we have to go goal line.
Get your four best guys out there, Crummy.
Go in and f***ing tackle. Get those guys out.
How great is that?
That is pressure of the NFL.
That's great. I think there's one more episode left. So
right.
Definitely TiVo or DVR, the Hard Knocks with the Baltimore Ravens. Kansas City Chiefs, sorry.
Did you catch any of Lauren Jones last night? The Lauren Jones show.
No?
I couldn't resist the Anchorwoman show.
Oh.
I had to look at it. It was horrible.
That was
it
on.
Was terrible.
It was on when I was trying to fix the TV.
Oh, no.
Horrible.
Well, I didn't know they gave us a bonus half hour, so
horrible.
We got two half hours of that, and it was terrible.
Mike, you're like me. You like radio.
I do.
And you like spotlighting the good guys in radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Because God knows there's enough guys out there.
Yes.
Who give this industry a bad name.
Yes, they taint our image.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Right.
It's time now to spotlight on someone who makes all DJs feel proud to wear the DJ badge.
I love it when you can find our DJ brothers, our brothers in arms who do good.
Now, this starts in Louisville, Kentucky.
Wonderful, wonderful little city.
Now, I want you to bear with me and nobody jump ahead here because the story starts in 2003.
Wow.
Todd Kelly, program director at WDJX 99.7, said he does feel like George Bailey. After a lifetime of giving to others, Kelly has for the last 2.5 years, so this was in 2003,
right.
So since 2001, he's been receiving aid and encouragement in his fight against ALS,
okay,
also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right. Very good.
There is a Capra-esque quality to Todd Kelly's tale. Like bread cast on the waters, the good words and deed that he has done have spread. Since childhood, the words that he's done and spread since childhood are returning now in his hours of need.
Mm-hmm.
The staff and management of Phoenix Hill Tavern, Kelly's favorite night spot, worked without pay and got a surprise benefit with $1,600.
Good.
Harvest Baptist Church in Fairdale, a parishioner that barely knew him, gave him a $4,500 wheelchair that belonged to her son, who died of ALS.
Oh, okay. That's very nice.
Wow.
That's good stuff. I'm glad. This is all done for a program director?
Like I said, we like to spotlight the guys in radio that do it right.
Okay.
Let me see. His favorite gift over the years was a $1 donation personally delivered to his 4th Street headquarters by a preschool boy.
Wow. Very nice.
His favorite salutation came from Patrick Leroy, a 7-year-old muscular dystrophy patient who mailed him a hand-drawn Christmas card that said, "You're going to get better."
Good. That's very nice. I like this so far.
Even after 2.5 years, Kelly's amazed as he is grateful. "So many people have done so much for me. It's unbelievable. As real as Kelly's disease is, a slow and certain killer with no cure, he moves on."
Okay, that's good. So far, I like this. I like this a lot. I'm feeling good about this.
Byron. When Kelly was diagnosed in June 2000, he was told he had 3 to 5 years to live.
Mm-hmm.
The shattering prognosis was delivered weeks before his 30th birthday.
That's tough. That's a tough thing to deal with. That is very, very difficult.
"Of course," I asked, "why me?" said Kelly. "I ask that question every day, even though I know there's no answer. I have to accept it." "This young man is an angel among us," said his brother Mark Kelly. Louisville's first walk to defeat ALS, get it, defeat?
Right.
It's a walk.
Yeah, right. Defeat.
To defeat ALS in October, owed its rousing success to Kelly's hard work and his huge network of friends.
All right, that's good. This is all good.
"Calls were answered, the walk exceeded expectations, and raised more than $40,000.
Wow. That is an overwhelming success. I like that a lot.
It should not have been a surprise. Kelly, in addition to being a legendary workhorse, is an old hand at raising money for charity.
Good.
For 25 years, he has reported every Labor Day weekend to WAVE-TV as a volunteer for the Jerry Lewis Telethon.
Jerry's kids. That's a good thing. All this is good. This guy is Todd Kelly?
Yeah, Todd Kelly.
Todd Kelly.
A lot.
All right.
The diagnosis knocked Kelly into a deep depression,
sure,
but also into the arms of a broad support network.
All right.
His good friend, WAVE-TV broadcaster Dwayne Gee, and his parents were prepared to empathize.
Empathize, you mean?
Empathize,
right.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
The dad has ALS.
Uh-huh.
The heart is really heavy. He reminded Todd, "You're not your disease. No one can tell you how long you're going to live." He plans to outlive doctor's predictions.
Good. That's a good. Well, 2003 to 2007, still going strong, is he?
Well, we have the update for you now, Mike.
Ah, good. Good. I'm glad to hear this. Yeah. This is a feel-good story all the way around. A lot of people helping a guy out with ALS, Todd Kelly.
A lot of good vibes.
And now you have the update.
Former radio personality pleads guilty. A former local radio personality pleads guilty to fraud charges in court. Police say he faked ALS and was operating a fake charity.
Oh, my God.
He used all the money for personal use.
Oh, my God.
Todd Smith changed his plea to guilty.
Todd Smith was his real name?
Todd Edward Smith.
Todd Edward Smith, known as Todd Kelly.
Known as Todd Kelly.
Right, of course his name was Todd Kelly. Yeah, use an Irish name, stick.
Admitted he spent the community's donations to his Todd Kelly Foundation on liquor,
sure,
limos, and basketball tickets.
No hookers or coke?
Oh, what a business. What a great business.
His mom, Sybil,
Sybil Smith?
Yes, pleaded guilty earlier this year for failing to report fraud committed by her son.
She knew too?
Yep. Oh, God.
Wow.
And then
boy, that's the absolute bullet train to hell.
And then I did a search on this.
Yeah.
Todd Kelly Smith, possible con artist, has been indicted by the Kentucky State Police after defrauding donors of money intended for ALS.
Ooh.
A self-proclaimed ALS patient. He's now been uncovered as a con man.
Oh, my God.
If you donated to the Todd Kelly Foundation, I would like to file a complaint. Uh-huh. There's a phone number. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff that's gone on. I can't believe that this has not gotten any kind of national press.
Really?
Mother and son behind bars on theft charges. That's him and his mom.
So the mom is kind of they're kind of grifters. They're grifters. It's a family business.
Yeah. In February, the headline was, ALS patients noticed Todd Kelly never showed symptoms.
Oh, no.
Kelly was walking fine at the MDA telethon this past September.
Sure.
More than 4 years after his supposed diagnosis.
40 years.
Oh, God. February 23rd, wow. ALS groups now shun Todd Kelly.
What?
Yeah, you think?
ALS groups that once worked side by side with Kelly now want nothing to do with him. 4.5 years later, he shows no symptoms.
Todd Smith Kelly.
February 24. People who turned down offer to sit on Todd Kelly Foundation board listen anyway. He sent out constant email updates on his condition and foundation. In one email, he claimed that in addition to ALS, he had bone cancer. And he was going to lose a leg in 6 months.
Wow.
2 years later, he was still walking just fine. February 25th, Todd Kelly's brother, who earlier said that he thought he did, now says he does not believe his brother has ALS.
Also, the little brother is the dupe in this, too. He's got to feel pretty bad.
His brother has come forward to say he believes Kelly is a fraud.
Uh-huh, good. Oh, this is when the family turns on you, that's it.
Then we have Commonwealth moves to hold Kelly in contempt after he misses court appearance.
Oh he's gone. He's in Brazil.
And they got him then.
They got him. They locked him up?
They just got him. And here is the report from today's, whatever TV station it is.
First, our top story right now, Todd Kelly Smith, the former local radio personality, pleads guilty in court.
Police say he faked an illness and was operating a fake charity. Authorities say he used all of that money for personal use. Ooh. WHAS 11's Kirby Adams has really been following this story since the beginning. Joins us now with the details on what this plea deal means for Todd Kelly Smith. Kirby?
Rachel, Todd Edward Smith is his real name, and he changed his plea from not guilty to guilty today in federal court, saying yes, that he did spend the community's donations on liquor, limos, and basketball tickets instead of ALS research, as was promised on his website, the Todd Kelly Foundation. And he avoided 80 years in prison and a $1 million fine by saying that he is guilty.
Instead,
he could be sentenced
it's
to
Louisville.
7 years in prison and have to pay $74,000 in restitution.
But almost uniformly, the victims have told us that they would like that money to end up where they intended it to end up when they donated, and that's to ALS research.
And that is what the federal courts have been told by those who have been victimized by Todd Edward Smith, that they would like to have done with the money if Smith is able to pay it back in the end. Now, he will be also going to state court. That is coming up on August the 27th.
Yeah, baby.
And then he will be formally sentenced in federal court on December the 10th. Kirby Adams, WHAS 11 News.
Todd Kelly Show.
KCBQ.
Good morning, Tom Kelly with you.
Todd
Kelly. Drew Josh feeling a little better today. That ALS really got me down.
Yeah. Hey, how's that bone cancer going, Todd?
I'm going to lose a leg soon. Better send me a dollar, Billy. Here's Sheryl Crow.
Todd Kelly Show.
Wow.
You're listening to the Todd Kelly Show.
That truly is what gives all of us a bad name. Really?
Well, you know, that is, it sounds like he had another profession.
Todd Kelly, good morning.
Let's go, girls.
Easy for you to say, honey. I suffer from Lou Gehrig disease.
Come on.
And don't forget, you send your donation right out of me as a super X.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeding.
Todd Kelly Show.
And then he goes out for limos and booze and basketball games.
Obviously, this is a Louisville reporter. Anybody do a little real background on Todd? Because I would imagine if he did this, that there's a trail of grifting that goes back like probably 20, 30 years or so.
That's part of the first thing that I was reading, all the stuff that's come out over the last 2 months or so now. That
he goes back a long way being a grifter.
This scam lasted 40 years, so he pretty much had a full-time job.
4 years. I mean, four years, right?
I thought he said 40.
It's 2000.
No, he started it in 2001.
2001. So about 7 years.
And the way that I understand the story, he really went full-blown with it in 2003, and that's when the money started pouring in.
I'd love to find out what he's done in the past, because you know he's done probably other cons.
I don't know. You know what? He's not a very good grifter if he didn't show signs.
Yeah, why wouldn't you show a little?
I mean, just a limp. It doesn't call for much.
And isn't that how he got busted too? That they didn't show ALS patients didn't see any symptoms.
All right, now going back to the story from 4 years ago,
right?
About how and look at the headline. Can you read the headline here?
Is that
Mike?
A picture of the guy?
Yeah, read the headline from there.
For Todd Kelly, ALS is unfair. And a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Another great PD.
God.
Here's what it says.
Yeah, he's a PD. I think, Don,
yeah.
I would like to make that distinction.
Mm-hmm. he's a program director.
But he was on air, too. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He's a program director that's on air.
That's right.
They don't count.
Let me see. For 25 years, here's the last part of that other story, now that you know the truth. 23 years after Kelly first lent a hand to MDA, he went to his doctor's office complaining of searing pain in his right hamstring. Kelly thought he had simply overextended himself in workouts.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
They weren't cramps. They were the onset of a muscle-ravaging disease, hauntingly similar to MD. Here's a quote from this guy. It was a huge blow. It still is. I have dreams about it sometimes and what might happen. I see myself in a wheelchair trying to go in somewhere. And no matter what I do, I can't get in. It bothers me.
Oh, God. So this is a guy that got a wheelchair donated to him. And he never used it because he was walking around not showing symptoms.
And then here's another
going to basketball games after he drank his liquor.
I bet he came up with it while he was volunteering for MD.
Right. You got to hear the last part, just the last two paragraphs of this. After he plans to outlive doctor's predictions.
Good for him.
Quote, it can be done. I know one woman who's made it 9 years. Then again, I've known people diagnosed and passed away within a year. I can't help but wonder which fate lies in store for me. He recently suffered a scary headache that lasted 5 days. Usually I take one Advil and it's gone. I can't seem to lick this one. It bothers me. I wonder, is this it?
Oh God.
Mostly, however, Kelly works and prays.
Yeah, here
and
we
hopes,
go. Yeah, bring God in.
And hopes with encouraging words from Jerry Lewis.
Hey.
I'll never forget the way Jerry ended our conversation. He said, Todd, keep your head up. You're going to be the one who wins the battle. I hope he's right.
Oh, what a scumbag.
Like I said.
But you know what the fitting punishment should be?
What?
If you could take that disease and really put it in a syringe and just give it to him.
Uh-huh.
Really, that should be that. You say you have it, you got to have it.
Right.
And come on.
Todd Smith Kelly.
Wouldn't you like at least fake a limp? See, I don't know what the symptoms
you would fake a
of ALS are.
The symptoms are your muscles shut down. You can't breathe. By the time the reason you die, usually it's suffocation with ALS because you can't, the muscles that help you live, breathe, and all that, they shut down. This guy, and he's walking around. He's walking around after 4 years. Hey, Todd Kelly.
Yeah, there's a whole lot now. This guy, a press release from United States
God,
Attorney
he
David
looks
Huber's
the
office.
Type, too. He really, I hate to say that, but he does. Doesn't he look smarmy?
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like a smarmy phony?
Sure does.
Oh, my God.
For Todd Kelly, ALS is unfair
and
a challenge. Former radio personality pleads guilty.
He's going to the joint. And his mamo in on the gag.
Failing to report mail fraud committed by her son.
Uh-huh.
1 year out of probation.
You know, and what's going to happen, he's going to get jail, right? He's going to get a jail term?
Yeah, he'll spend some time in jail.
He'll spend some time in jail. He'll file for bankruptcy. He will not have the money to pay back the charities for which he raised the money. And it's really just a lose-lose. It's a drag, except that he got caught.
Right.
That's the only positive out of this whole story. Todd Smith Kelly.
I'm sorry, I should have pushed the button. It's just... I have pain in my hands this morning.
I can't do it anymore.
Todd Kelly Show. Lou Gehrig was a great man. I want to say hi to Mike O'Mara, who sent me a $5 bill this morning. This is Sheryl Crow on the LS station.
God. Oh, I'd love to know the history of this guy. Somebody ought to do some more. You know what? They ought to do a big research project.
How great is
go
that?
Back a little further. I want to see what this guy's childhood was like.
I bet Dateline could do a good job.
Chris Hansen could be all over that guy.
Now, where's Man Cow's rules for radio for guys like this?
Oh, he's screaming. He's screaming if somebody says a bad word. That's what he's worried about.
Eighth caller right now gets a wheelchair ride. And what do you think he did with the wheelchair? Do you think he sold it?
I'd love to know what
probably.
He. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He said the wheelchair was worth $4,500.
He didn't even want to take the pain to ride around in the wheelchair where he should have actually faked it that way.
Yeah, I know.
No, he was walking around 4 years. I don't know. I'm just counting my days.
And that's why I say we must classify him as a DJ.
Yeah, because he's stupid
that's
that way.
That's the stupidest part of it.
That's the dumb part, where you don't, you know.
You see, honey, here's the deal. It's a disease that they can never prove.
I don't need the wheelchair. Oh, come on. Who's going to? Todd. That's his mother talking to him. Todd. Hey, Todd. And she, why do I think she's got the Southern accent, too?
Of course she
well,
does.
It's Louisville, Kentucky.
Todd.
Toddy, you going to go to that party tonight? You better take the wheelchair. They're going to start getting suspicious. Mama, no one's going to get suspicious. They all believe that I've got the disease.
I told you, you better, like, get a limp in your step, boy.
Todd Smith Kelly Cunningham.
Wow.
All right, well, there you go. Spotlight. I don't want to always focus on things that are bad in radio.
You really want to focus on the good.
Thank you. That's Todd Kelly.
Much more music time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.